A twist up front by the Rams gets picked up. Purdy out of the pocket looking for Ayuk, and it's juggled and dropped. And Tre'Davious White did enough defensively to prevent the catch, which would have been good for a first down.
Oh.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Adam Amin, yeah. Fox Sports.
I remember that
Brandon Ayuk drops.
He had it, and your boy just kept yakking at it, and got it out of there, man.
We've been talking, obviously, about the San Francisco 49ers, and there's been a lot of criticism, and rightfully so. But are there people with this sentiment out there? And this is from the 707 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. Everyone needs to chill. If Moody hits the field goal, it's game over. If Bell catches a perfect ball, it's game over. I actually was impressed with how we played and how Brock played, which is the most important aspect. Everyone said he needs all this talent around him. Well, he proved otherwise. He did his part and was the most impressive quarterback in the NFL on Sunday. Silver lining.
But that's not reality. Reality is you shouldn't have been in that situation, or they shouldn't have been in that situation. You had that game going away. And Purdy did ball his ass off. And again, so did Jennings. Why did they stop running? But why was that game so close? And on top of that, how did you lose it?
So I watched a lot of the Eagles-Saints game yesterday.
And so did I.
And if you're an Eagle fan, you're coming out of that game saying Nick Sirianni made about 6 mistakes in that game. But you know what? They made a play or two at the end. They won the game. And sometimes that's just what it comes down to. If you give the other team enough life,
yeah,
then all of a sudden, all the mistakes you make can get you beat. It didn't for the Eagles, but you know what? They were lucky yesterday, plain and simple. And yesterday, the Niners took a lead, and then they just seemed to get complacent. And they ended up losing to the LA Rams, a team that was just as hurt, if not more so, than they were coming into the ballgame. Let's go to Rich in Fremont. There he is. What's up, Rich? How you doing, man?
ATCO.
Hey, what's up, fellas? You know me. I'm ATCO, so we're going to put the rat on the table right away. I called in last week, and I think it was on Willard and Dibbs, and I told him, I said, John Lynch made it very clear. He said, look, if you want to win the Super Bowl, you got to earn it. No different than this game. It's like, hey, when Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp came on the scene, we didn't know who they were. All of a sudden, they became the guys. Okay, and I told them, I said, look, in this game against the Rams, there might be some no names that come out of nowhere in this game, and if the Niners don't play D like they're supposed to, they could lose this game. And guess what? Lo and behold, here we are.
Mm.
And why we have this problem? We have this problem because Nick Sirianni, man, do something with that defense, man. Come on.
You mean Nick Sorensen? Right, Nick Sorensen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Sorensen. Sorry. Yeah,
that's
Sorensen.
I got you.
But do something with that defense, man. You gave up 20 points. 20 points. You were ahead. You couldn't stop them from scoring.
Yeah.
If you want to win a football game, you can put up points. But if you can't stop the other team from scoring, you don't lose. And that's just what happened yesterday. I can't believe they lost that game.
Yeah.
It's incredible what we're dealing with today.
And Rich,
out of this world, what we dealing with.
And Rich, I'm emotional just about how bad the defense was. Like Minnesota, I was like, okay, nothing to see here. But yesterday, like they got problems, and people are accusing me. Every time I bring up Wilkes, I'm bringing up race. I'm not. I just want the same energy that was on Wilkes' head after that Minnesota debacle is what we're seeing now. Because this is not 49er standard defense. This is not, Steiny, what we're used to seeing from the red and gold on the defensive side of the ball.
No. Anything else, Rich?
And if I'm John Lynch, I am talking to Sorensen today. Mm. He's in my office. We're looking at each other eye in eye, and I'm telling him, you know what? You got to do something, sir, because we got standards here, okay? Wilkes may have lost his job, but Wilkes wouldn't have the defense play like that.
Mm.
Come on, man.
Thanks, man. Rich. Appreciate the call.
Man, I'm just – wow, man. I've started, like, when I say right now it's not a playoff defense, it's not. And the injuries, the guys coming back are on the other side of the ball.
Yep. 888-957-9570. Eddie's in San Mateo. Welcome, Eddie. How are you? What are you thinking?
Hey guys, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey.
Hey, why can't we just talk this season or this whole year as they're just having a Super Bowl hangover? They were mentally spent after that Super Bowl. I mean, even I as a fan, I'm like, WTF, what happened? And I'm still trying to gather as a fan what actually happened in the last Super Bowl. So there has to be a mental aspect of where they're just psychologically just spent or tired, you know?
You think there's something to that, Stiney?
Absolutely positive.
He said spent. Mentally.
Absolutely. I don't think there's any doubt, but the bottom line is 2 years in a row, they knocked on the door. Last year, they got to the Super Bowl. You got to play 20 games. You got to play 17, essentially, in the regular season. And all summer long, they were thinking about the loss to the Kansas City Chiefs and probably how long a slog it was going to be to get through the regular season and to be a playoff team again. And I just think this team's had so much success over the last 5 years, even though it doesn't include a Super Bowl, that they're just not playing with urgency right now. And maybe it's because, or one of the reasons is because they know they're really good. And they've also gotten off to bad starts and made up for it. So I do think that you can call it a hangover, you can call it complacency, but I do think some of that is absolutely going on.
Wow. I'm thinking of the word malaise, but I don't think that's a good enough. What do you do with that if you think your team's in that? And I'm not saying you or the caller are saying that's a good enough excuse, but you got to rally the troops if it is that. And what I'm seeing on defense or what I'm not seeing on defense is bigger. It's like, that's scary. I wish I felt like, you know what, they're just kind of half-assing. And, you know, I just feel like, Stoney, they're not getting home. And it starts with 97.
Yeah, they're not. They're absolutely not. I just think it's a long season, and I think they're realizing it, how long it is right now. And I don't know. This is one of those things where, okay, if they're not playing with urgency, who gets them to play with urgency? You're a veteran-laden team. So to me, that's coaching on the one hand, but it's also your veteran leadership's got to take over at this point and make it clear to the entire team that what's happened the last 2 weeks isn't going to be good enough. Waterman in Corte Madera. Hey, Waterman, what's going on?
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
So just real quick, if you had told me without telling me the score that Brock Purdy was going to go 22 for 30 with three touchdowns and almost 300 yards and six drops, and Stafford was going to be 16 to 25 with one touchdown, I'd assume the Niners would have won this game 31-34 to 17 at the most.
Mm.
No doubt. I mean, Jennings, amazing. Balls out. I have been dying and waiting for the Niners to finally have a receiver that fights for the football, and that man showed this entire receiving core how you get thrown the football by fighting for the football. Brock was willing to throw it up for him because right now Brock's got no confidence with him and Ayuk. They have no chemistry right now. Whether we can say that's from you know Brandon not being there for training camp and then building that, I guarantee you Brock saw Ayuk in the middle of the field on that last drive. And because he's dropped balls this year, Brandon probably was like, Brock probably just went, I don't know. But last year, I guarantee you that ball gets thrown up because he knows Brandon's going to come down with it because Brandon had the fight. He had his different mentality. So, guys, I mean, I don't know what to say. It's still early in the season. This team has done this before. This isn't
true.
This really shouldn't be shocking to us, you know, in the Shanahan era at all. They start slow, except for 2 years when they did go to the Super Bowl. That's where they did start good. All the other years, they've had these rough starts in the beginning of the year, and then it seems like after the bye week, they turn it on and they get into the playoffs. Now, of course, they're going to make it harder on themselves if they don't get home field advantage for something or win the division, but look, you know, right now this team is out of sync. And the last caller, I think he said it best. We are in Super Bowl hangover. We just are. You cannot You cannot go through the 2 years they had in a row being so close in Philly, then Brock's arm gets twisted behind him, and thinking they were gonna maybe get past that game, and then actually getting to the Super Bowl and getting close, and then having it slip away again. But just last thing, you guys, Shanahan has – we have seen this from Shanahan where he sits on a lead. This guy – I want the foot on the throat. He sits on this lead. He builds it in the first half, and then they sit on it. And I don't understand that. It clearly hasn't worked in the Super Bowl, and it's now not working in the regular season. So something's got to change. Something's got to perk up, you know, emotionally in these guys. But I think they're emotionally spent. I think it's going to be a rough year, fellas.
Hey, a lot of great calls. I'll just respond to him, Stoney, because he hit me. I'll say this. You can't have a Super Bowl hangover in the Super Bowl. And there's one thing about getting beat. But yesterday, like just me, I felt like they gave the Super Bowl away. They gave yesterday away kind of the same way. And that's a pattern, Stoney. So that's what makes me uncomfortable about Kyle Shanahan is you're in these positions and you kind of just, like yesterday, I don't think the Rams beat you. You let them stick around. You made errors, and then they beat you. You know, it's one thing on losing and then giving it away, and they gave yesterday away.
From the 415 and the Xfinity Mobile text line, call it what you want, but if you're a Niner fan, you have to realize now a whole lot more teams can take you down. They are one of many and need to hope other great teams get banged up late in the season.